I'm a basketball fan, and when I heard that the Gallaudet University women's basketball team was making a surprise run of the national rankings, I had to check them out.
And now the starters for your Bison!
The university is just a short ways from NPR here in Washington, D.C., and it's the premier school for deaf students. Like any other midweek hoops game, there were cheerleaders rustling fistfuls of pom-poms, the obligatory cluster of wild male fans in nothing but face paint and brightly colored Speedos riling up the crowd, and frustrated coaches lobbing high-pitched advice from the bench.
I pose, Emily!
It's not until the courtside team huddle that you notice anything different about the Lady Bison.
Good work, good work. We cannot let up on the defensive end.
All the Gallaudet players are deaf or hard of hearing, up against mainstream hearing teams. Coach Kevin Cook scribbles plays on a dry erase board while his assistant coaches back up his instructions in American Sign Language.
Hold it. Just hold the ball, okay? Right here. Right here. One, two, three, team.
Cook's a former WNBA coach who was working with a team in Nigeria when he left to take the job at Gallaudet. He didn't know sign language when he joined the program. In fact, some of the players who grew up attending mainstream schools didn't know American Sign Language when they joined the team either. So we pulled aside some of the women to find out how they make it all work. The team's interpreter, Chris Ball, helped us out.
Hello, I'm Andrea Amati. I'm from Frederick, Maryland. I major in chemistry.
My name is Brittany Latham. I'm from Cleveland, Tennessee, and my major is biology.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weiss. I'm from Wellington, Florida. And my major is ASL and minor biology.
Now, Andrea, when the coach first came, were you worried at all about, you know, his ability to communicate with you guys? It sounded like it was slow going to start.
And this is Andrea. I actually came here when it was Coach Cook's second year. You know, from the first time that I met him to now, it's quite an improvement. Of course, I was a little bit worried because with the game of basketball being very quick, you know, I was wondering if he could, you know, sign and keep up. But, you know, he's very fluent. Plus, he has the interpreter to help him.
I know for our listeners, they're wondering, how does it work? You know, how do you deal with the whistles or the buzzers or all the sounds of basketball? Stephanie, you look like you want to answer.
Yeah. On our team, we've been playing, around, 23 games. So I feel like we, know each other, we're sisters for life, you know? We know how to communicate with each other.
That's Brittany. I just visual. I watch to see if anybody stop, nobody throw their hands up or whatever, you know? Just mainly I just use my eyes, just watch. Or I could just feel the beat on the ground.
Defense!
Now Brittany Latham, a rookie guard, is a breakout star in a standout season.
Brittany! Get in front.
There we go.
The team is nationally ranked and a favorite for an NCAA tournament bid. Coach Cook says they've all been communicating just fine.
I think my signing is a little better than I'm given credit for. The team follows me and the message that I try to get across. I can get through a practice, individual meetings with the players. When I struggle is in games. And when I need to go a little quicker, you know, I'm from Texas, so I don't sign as fast.
What surprised you about your coaching style once you did start to sign?
That I became much more patient. You know, basketball is basketball, whether you're coaching a hearing team or a team that's deaf and hard of hearing, as is the situation here at Gallaudet University. But you tend to be a little more patient because it takes you longer to get it out. And for me especially, it takes it longer to get the point across. So I don't boil as quickly as I might with a hearing group. And so I would have to say patience.
It's been a really exciting year for you guys.
Oh, yes.
But it also sounds like it's been personally a very rocky year for you and for your players. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about some of the things you've been through in the last couple of...
Sure. In the past 18 months, there's been incredible highs and the lows. As you may be alluding to, the death of my sister, Kelly, in a house fire, and I'm still coping with that on a day-to-day basis. In fact, Nuketra Hayes, our senior, lost her brother, ironically, in a house fire. And so we've been able to encourage each other, and the team has been very encouraging to me. You know, your listeners can't see, you know, that my left side shakes from time to time, and that's because I've got a prognosis of Parkinson's. But again, the team has helped me through that, even when I'm using both hands to sign.
There's been women's basketball at Gallaudet since 1896, but this is the longest winning streak, and that makes all the wins all the sweeter, says guard and shot caller Stephanie Weiss.
Yeah, we're Gallaudet University. This is that school, but we have an awesome basketball team. You should come and watch. Find our stats online.
Gallaudet! Gallaudet! Gallaudet!
And we're sorry to have to report that yesterday, the Gallaudet Bison saw their 20-game winning streak come to an end, losing to Penn State Harrisburg 64-53. For pictures of the Bison in action, go to npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.